Hello everyone, my name is Anne, and I'll be talking to you all about changing culture, research culture through open collaboration. There was a little bit of a last minute tweak to this talk, and I think you'll find out why in a second. I am the community manager of the project, but I do want to flag here that I'm a member of a core team of 28 people who talk about the Turing Way in different contexts in their own spaces. Also really excited to see a lot of frictionless data plugging over the course of all of the talks today, because as an ex-fellow, I'm happy to see representation of the project. So first and the most obvious question is, what is the Turing Way? We are an open source guide on data science and open research. We are a documentation first project in a community, which means that we support a diverse group of folks in order to make data science reproducible, ethical, collaborative, inclusive for everyone. So while you may have seen the book around, you may have seen it cited in different spaces, we're very much a global community of folks. We draw upon a lot of open source tools in order to make our guides, in order to talk about them, to write about them, to bring them to different spaces. And we're also very much a culture of collaboration. And I will try and keep my volume up. We are hosted at the Alan Turing Institute, which is the UK's National Institute for Data Science and Artificial Intelligence. But I do want to flag here that while we're hosted there, many of the folks who maintain the project, who have written chapters, who have been a part of the project, have very much come from all around the world and have led to many different and challenging questions about the state of the discipline itself. We've grown a lot over the course of the past 4 years, over 250 pages, and I updated these stats just late last night, over 1.5K people who have started on GitHub. And if there's anything that I want you to get out of this talk, it's that all of the illustrations that you'll see throughout are things that you can download, that you can use for your own work. And as of last night, we have had over 19,000 people use those illustrations and over 16,000 people that have downloaded them. So please, please feel free to use them for your own work. They illustrate many different aspects of the research project, research process, about working with data, about working with each other. Just a couple of small things about its impact beyond the data science world is that our aim is to affect folks in policy, folks in other kind of public-facing spaces, including in education. And we've seen the citation of the Turing Way project really grow over the course of particularly the past couple of years. But to kind of take us back to the beginning and more about the foundations of the Turing Way itself, we really started as a project in response to the crisis of reproducibility in science, as you all are well aware of, by Dr. Kirsty Whitaker in 2018. As you know, many scientific studies are difficult and impossible to reproduce. She, as a neuroscientist, was especially aware of this, and from this notion was really asking, is there a place where best practices or ways of working could be gathered together and collectively made, again, drawing upon open source methods? And again, reproducibility being when you use the same tools and the same data, can you create the same result as different or separate from the notion of replicability, generalizability, or robustness more broadly?